Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 8 Keys to Forgiveness by Robert Enright. Foreword by Babette Rothschild. Narrated by Matthew Boston. Foreword, Babette Rothschild, Series Editor. When I share my woes with one of my dear friends, who also happens to be a Buddhist, she's usually very quick to ask me, "Have you forgiven?" whomever it is I am irked by or complaining about. To be honest, I sometimes find this irritating. It's not that I am against forgiveness in principle. It is just that before I can forgive someone, I usually need to feel how angry, upset, disappointed, or hurt I am and have been. And truth be told, I want to reserve the right to not forgive someone, if that is my choice. However, I have to admit that this forgiving friend of mine is much more carefree than I am. She seems less bothered by behaviors that I might find irritating or insulting. She sleeps deeper and longer than I do. So I have to wonder, is she on to something in being so quick to forgive transgressors? The 10th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines forgiving as allowing room for error or weakness, and to forgive as to cease to feel resentment. Critical to Enright's approach is a clear distinction between forgiving and condoning or forgetting whatever injury has been done. He asserts, and I agree, that those are not at all the same thing. Forgiveness recognizes human frailty, that everyone can, and does, hurt others. But that in no way condones or excuses the hurting, and it does not free the perpetrator of responsibility for his or her actions or any owed reparation. The benefit of forgiveness is often more for the one who is hurt. Resentment and bitterness exact a cost on the body and mind that can actually do further harm. This is why Enright will argue that forgiveness could save your life. A mind free of resentment and bitterness is more peaceful, and the body, therefore, less stressed. Reducing stress, as we all know, is healthy for our blood pressure, hearts, immune systems, and more. So, more than anything, forgiveness is, indeed, much more for your own health than for the benefit of the other. You have probably chosen this book because you have one or more forgiveness dilemmas in your life. Someone or someone's have hurt you, and you have not only suffered from that hurt, but are continuing to suffer because you don't know whether or not to forgive the one or ones who have hurt you. Your mind may be preoccupied with these dilemmas, or you may revisit them on a regular basis. You wonder if forgiving will free the offender of responsibility, or if you will feel better or worse by giving forgiveness. Or perhaps you are the one who has offended against another, and you want to ask for forgiveness, either from the one you hurt or from yourself. All of these situations are painful predicaments. This book will give you new ways of thinking about them, as well as many tools for making these kinds of difficult decisions, both now and in the future. The approach of this book is not a religious one. There are a plethora of religious books that address forgiveness. What is offered is a non-sectarian view of the benefits of forgiveness for everyone, regardless of religion or culture. Like most things in life, whether or not to forgive is generally a personal decision made on a case-by-case basis. Everyone struggles with it at one or more times. Is it a question of morality, of spirituality, of mental health, of humanity? What are the consequences, benefits, and risks when we choose to forgive and when we do not? Enright addresses these topics and more. Accessibly written, readers will find this information and his exercises to be useful in addressing issues of forgiveness, specifically and in general. Forgiveness is a hot topic on the internet. A web search reveals thousands of websites on the topic. Many are of a religious nature. Others are not based on religion. There are a multitude of sub-themes within each type, addressing specific questions such as, how do I forgive my husband for lying? How do I forgive myself for past mistakes? How do I forgive someone who continues to hurt me? How do I forgive a cheating boyfriend? How do I forgive child abuse? And so on. The long and short of it is that people not only suffer from the hurts done to them, but also from the aftermath of those hurts. Those searching the internet for answers to these questions are examples of individuals suffering not only from being hurt, but also from their inability or reluctance to forgive. But what of the question, to forgive or not to forgive? Simon Wiesenthal, a concentration camp survivor who is well known for his work as a Nazi hunter in the wake of World War II, poses this very question in his famous book, The Sunflower, on the possibilities and limits of forgiveness, 1969. In The Sunflower, Wiesenthal recounts personal events during the Holocaust that caused him to question the role of forgiveness in human relationships. As a prisoner in a concentration camp, he had a singular experience when he was called to the bedside of a dying SS officer, a Nazi, while on a work detail at a nearby hospital. A nurse had to sneak him into the Nazi's room because the hospital was not a place where Jews of the neighboring camp were allowed. The room was more of a death chamber. There was no doubt that the Nazi had little time left. It was a strange turn of events for the prisoner. Stranger still was the wish of the dying officer for Wiesenthal to be his confessor, to recount to him the worst that he had done, and eventually to beg Wiesenthal to grant him forgiveness for his horrendous Nazi crimes. The officer wished to die in peace, but his conscience was too troubled to be able to do so. Wiesenthal suffered under the weight of the request and left the Nazi's room without giving him his forgiveness. But his decision was not straightforward. The request haunted him while awake and in his dreams. He discussed the situation with his closest friends in the camp, but they could not relate to his conflict. They were sure he had done the right thing, that he should not have forgiven the SS officer, that to do so would have been wrong. Miraculously, Wiesenthal continued to survive despite disease and starvation. His closest friends did not. Before he was liberated, he spent some time with a fellow prisoner who was to become a priest. This young man was not as sure of the answer to the question of forgiveness as Wiesenthal's friends had been. The would-be priest considered forgiveness something you gave to someone who had wronged you personally, that you couldn't forgive wrong done to someone else. However, he also considered that the Nazi was not able to ask forgiveness of those he had murdered, and so had sought Wiesenthal as a sort of representative. The nearly priest was convinced that the Nazi had shown signs of genuine remorse, and so his opinion was that forgiveness had been warranted. At the end of his mini-memoir, Wiesenthal questions whether his withholding of forgiveness had been the right thing to do. It is a question that continued to perplex him, and he asks his reader to ask himself, what would I have done? He then poses the same question to prominent people, including the Dalai Lama. The rest of the book is comprised of their many and varied responses. I invite you to consider how you would answer this question now, before reading this book, and then revisit the question after completing. Enright will help you to clarify why forgiveness matters in your life and how it may benefit you to become a more forgiving person. He will provide you with hard data on the advantages of forgiveness for your emotional and physical health. He will provide you with strategies for dealing with difficult forgiveness dilemmas. And, to my mind most importantly, he will help you to, first and foremost, forgive yourself. Key 1. Know why forgiveness matters and what it is. Forgiveness is a quiet gift that you leave on the doorstep of those who have hurt you. Some never open the door to receive it, but for those who do, you are giving them a second chance at a beautiful life. As you forgive, you are giving yourself a second chance at that beautiful life, regardless of the other's decision. Forgiveness can save your life. None of us wants to waste time when it comes to our own healing. It is better to get right to the kind of medicine that will be helpful. I surely would not have spent the last 30 years studying the topic of forgiveness if I were not convinced that forgiveness matters. Sometimes life hits us so hard that our options narrow when it comes to finding healing for the blow. I have never found anything as effective as forgiveness for healing deep wounds. Forgiveness is strong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?